This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want to inspire you about God's timing. Personally, if there's one situation that can rattle me, it's when a situation gets down to the wire. Yet over the years, I've learned to remind myself of two things. One, I serve a promise-keeping God. And two, God can do His best work when things get down to the wire. I typically can see things clearly when I reach a place of surrender and I'm no longer trying to fix, manage, and control them, as the saying goes. When I turn to the scriptures, David's life is a good example of things getting down to the wire. God made two promises to David. First, that he would be elevated to a throne. And second, that he would have an everlasting family line. Regarding the first promise, we know that David was named king, but he wasn't crowned king until more than a decade later. It was during these intervening years that he might have thought that God had rescinded his promise or changed his mind. Yet God kept his word, and David was ultimately crowned king. Regarding the second promise, God promised David that he would have an everlasting family line. Yet on more than one occasion, David's family dwindled. It got down to the wire with just one or two family members. Yet in the end, David had an everlasting family line. If things have come down to the wire for you, hold on to these words. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. My God will hear me. Micah 7:7. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Boost of Blessings and subscribe to the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, you serve a promise-keeping God.